Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. All right, welcome to episode 202. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're staying optimistic. It's summer. We did it. We got here. We're breathing. We're alive. We're vibing. Hang in there. And I've got something that I think will be helpful for you. And it's that on this show, I talk about mindset. I talk about one thing and it's mindset. But inevitably, as I talk about mindset, I usually also end up talking about doing. About action, the things you do, that, of course, the way you bring your mindset to life is by getting out there and doing your thing, embarrassing yourself, being awkward, making power moves, doing the dice thing, the dice dance move too much. And I stand by that, that, of course, you can't think yourself into becoming the person you want to become. You can't think yourself into being a badass human working your dream job with your 10 out of 10 dream girlfriend or boyfriend. You can't think yourself into being a writer or a musician or into someone who has a six pack. You can't think yourself into becoming pimps from Oakland or cowboys from Arizona. You know, grow up, Peter Pan, Count Chocula. Yeah, seriously, you can, of course, become all those things, but it requires two steps. First, mindset. Second, action. Mindset first, action second, and then it just becomes this great cycle. You know, you got to think about something, you got to know it, you got to consider it before you get out there and you do it, before you get out there and you make a decision to do it. And so I've got something super simple here that I think will help you with this. It will help you get out of that gray area in life. That's that area where you're not making any decisions at all. You're not making any decisions in regards to your relationships or your career or like an insecurity or a doubt you have. You're just like refusing to acknowledge it and you're just walking in circles. And I titled this episode Only the Mailman Walks because I think that if you want to become the person you want to become, and of course you do, if you want to do that, if you want to have the job you want to have, if you want to be with someone who is great for you, then my friend, my beautiful, talented, worthy friend, you've got to run towards those things. You've got to run towards those things in your mind, in your mindset with what you think and what you consider and what you feel, and then in what you do with your feet. And I say only the mailman walks, but you run towards those things. And that's a mindset. It's a vibe. And I want to talk about this briefly in this episode. And the reason that I say that only the mailman walks, but you run, is because in life, literally, you will never go anywhere if you stay put. You will never go anywhere if you stay put. And that's if you stay put in your mind, you'll never go anywhere. And it's if you stay put with your feet, you will never go anywhere. So let's start with your mind. That, my friend, it's time to make a decision. It's time to get out of that gray. It's time to stop avoiding thinking about certain things, ignoring certain things that make you uncomfortable, because only the mailman walks. And when you're walking, you're not really making any decisions at all. You're following a path. You're just going along. And only the mailman walks. I'm borrowing that from my high school lacrosse coach, Coach B. What up, Coach B? Yeah, I played lacrosse in high school, and I think that's probably the most cliche sport ever for a tall white dude from Virginia. So just go with it. You know, I also rode crew if you really want to be cliche. That was me. But in high school playing lacrosse, Coach B would always say that. He would always say, only the mailman walks. Only the mailman walks, fellas. And he literally, like, he wouldn't let us walk anywhere. That the second we stepped out of the locker room, we had to jog wherever we were going, to the field, to the weight room, like wherever, we had to jog or run. And At the time, I guess it was kind of annoying, but we kind of grew to pride ourselves in that, that we were always intentional about what we were doing and where we were going. We were always doing something with purpose. We knew what we had to do. We knew where we had to go. Like, there was no walking. There was no half-assing it. And it really worked, frankly. Like, yeah, your boy had three rings from high school. Hello. Do you like washed up high school athletes? I mean, it was 13 years ago, but hello, ladies. But like, I really like that quote that Coach B would say. And it's always stuck with me. And it's always stuck with me, particularly in regards to my mindset, that if I never make a decision, I will never go anywhere. I will never go anywhere if I continue to not know what I want in a relationship. I will never go anywhere if I stick out relationships because I don't want to be alone or I don't want to make a decision. I will never go anywhere if I refuse to look at past trauma or pain and I look it in the face and come to terms with it. I will never go anywhere if I refuse to take a good hard look at my bad habits. If I refuse to push myself to understand why I'm anxious. I will never go anywhere if I refuse to let go of or come to terms with my insecurities, right? That's the vibe. And it's this mindset here that I'm describing that has made me realize that a lot of the time we're walking in our life when we should be running. We should be jogging, sprinting, running. Running to make sense of things in our mind so that we can then take action in our lives. And this simply means instead of walking nonchalant, hands off, making no decisions, ignoring things that are weighing us down, not making a decision in regards to who we are or who we want to be, instead of ignoring those things, run towards them. Run towards them. Have a sense of urgency about making sense of it, coming to terms with it. And do that so that you can then make a decision of what to do with your action. Right? It's a 1-2 punch. First you think it, then you do it. Right? It's 1-2, mindset and then action, to my point. And the way to do that is to start running in your head. It's to start running in your heart. No more walking. No, it's a sense of urgency. And that's what I mean when I say only the mailman walks. You know, let him walk. He's doing his thing. But you are a beautiful, capable, driven, self-aware human. And you could do so much more than walk. You can have a sense of urgency. You can run. You could run in your head, you can run in your heart so that you can then turn around and run in your life with what you do. Because again, to my point, you will never go anywhere if you stay put. And that's a metaphor. That's a metaphor. And it's also quite literal. And this all starts with pushing yourself to face things that you're not making a decision about in your head. So this episode, super simple. I just want to encourage you to have a sense of urgency in your head. Now, this is easy for me. As I've said in previous episodes, I'm the world's most impatient dude. I'll order something online and immediately start refreshing the tracking package page, like where's my package? If I have to wait at a stoplight for 40 seconds, I get super frustrated. Like, I have this built-in biological sense of urgency, and clearly it's not always a good thing. It's not a great quality, but I think regardless, we can all use kind of a kick in the butt to stop walking. To stop walking in our minds, in our mindsets, to run out of the gray, to make a decision and ask yourself, are you walking towards where you want to be? Are you walking towards the person you want to become? Or are you running? Now, obviously, I don't know you. I don't know you at all, but like, I know you. I know you. I know you a little bit. And I'm willing to bet that you have some things that in your mind you don't like to think of. You don't like to think about them. You like to ignore them. You put them off because they're uncomfortable to think about. You put off thinking about the things that bother you. You put off thinking about your insecurities, coming to terms with things that have happened in your past or haven't happened in your life, your present issues with your relationships, who you are, who you want to be. You put off thinking about those things. It's like avoiding looking in the mirror on a bad hair day. You know you're having a bad hair day, but it makes you feel worse when you see it in the mirror. And so you just don't do it. You just avoid it. But that is walking. That's for the mailman. It's not for you. Because when you walk, when you do that, when you don't make any decision, when you refuse to confront yourself in your mind, you put off a lot of things. You put off understanding why you don't feel confident. You put off understanding why you can't commit in a relationship. You put off understanding why you aren't fulfilled in your job, why you're afraid to step towards what you're passionate about. You put off burying the hatchet, getting rid of grudges or animosity or jealousy or these things that you carry with you. and so on and so forth. You put off addressing those things because you're walking in your mind. I think we all have those things. Certainly, I do. You do. We all have things we're walking towards instead of running towards. Things we put off. And so we say, oh, you know, one day I'll become confident. One day I'll know what my issue is in relationships. One day I'll be fulfilled in my job. One day I'll be passionate and purposeful. Walking. Slowly walking in our heads. And as a result, slowly walking in our actions. And I get that those things I just described are like big life things. Like it could take a lifetime to figure out, you know, to address your insecurities or self-doubt or passion and purpose. Like I get that. But the question always is, are you walking to get there or are you running? And I'm biased here to my point, but I think you should run. I think you should put it into third gear and freaking run. Put a little giddy up in your step. Stop screwing around. Stop ignoring those things in your mind so that you can make sense of them and turn that around into action in your life. And it starts in your head. It just starts in your head. It starts in your head and starts in your heart, running towards those things with a sense of urgency. So that's all I'm saying. I'm saying make more decisions. Make more decisions to face those things, to look at them, to really look at them, to make awkward, long, no blinking eye contact and try to work them out. Sit down and ask yourself, why do I feel insecure? Don't ignore it anymore. Run towards it. Sprint towards it. Jog towards it. Hurdle towards it. Ask yourself why. You might not come up with an answer right away, but the more you run and the less you walk, you start to address it. And I think you'll come up with an answer faster than if you continue to live in the gray. And again, this is so necessary because the sooner you work things out in your head and your heart, the sooner your actions can make that real in life. In your head, run towards your relationship issues, run towards lack of commitment or communication or whatever vulnerability has been holding you back. Stop walking, run towards it. Run towards why you're not feeling confident in your current relationship. Run towards it in your head and your heart so you can make a better decision with your actions. In your head, run towards your insecurities. Run towards your lack of confidence, towards the goofiness that you think is negative, towards your self-doubt. Run towards it. Why do you feel this way? What is making you feel this way? How can you empower yourself to think otherwise? Run towards it in your head and your heart so that you can make a better decision with your actions. And that literally just means to sit your ass down and run towards those things that hold weight in your head and your heart. That's it. That's all I mean with running here. Run in your head and your heart. Sit down. Look at those things that make you question yourself. Look at those things that make you uncomfortable. Look them in the eye. So you could turn around and make more decisions in life. And it could lead you in a lot of different directions. It could lead you in a decision that maybe you should start looking for a new job. It could mean maybe leaving a relationship. It could mean maybe staying single or not dating for a while. It could mean banging out a killer selfie and posting it on the gram. It could mean starting a TikTok, I guess, if you really want to. It could mean confronting a friend or a parent or a brother or a sister. It could mean letting go of a grudge. It could mean getting in the gym. It could mean moving cities. It could mean stopping a bad habit or starting a new habit, whatever, regardless, you run in your head and your heart so that you can run in your life with what you do. 1-2 punch. Run towards what you want to make sense of so that you can then make it real with what you do. So that you can make a decision. And that's really all it is, because when you're walking, you're simply not making any decision at all. And I truly believe that the happiest, most fulfilled, fullest people in life are those who make the most decisions in life. It's like a numbers game. It's like a scoreboard that the more decisions you make, the more you get out of life. I'm not a scientist, not a mathematician, I can't add real good, but I have found literally that the more decisions you make, the more you figure out. And the fewer decisions, the less you figure out. The more decisions you make, the more you find out about yourself and what you're capable of. And those decisions come from no longer walking in your head, comes from running towards those things in your head, the things that hold you down, the things that make you wonder or question yourself. You run towards them in your head so you can make more decisions with your actions in life. That is what gets you out of the gray. And from there, yeah, you make a decision, you see what happens, then you make another decision, see what happens, and another, and another, and another. And that is life. That is what life is about. The more decisions you make in life, the more you have to react to, the more you have to react to, the more you learn about yourself, the more you learn about yourself, the happier and more fulfilled you are. Like, that's, to me, it's a no-brainer. That's how life works. And you connect the dots looking back, not forward. And you need to have dots to connect, and dots come from decisions. Otherwise, you're just thinking. You're just ignoring things. You're hoping that they work out in your head. But the more you run towards those things in your head, the more you sit down and look at those tough decisions you know you have to make, the more you look at the things that make you doubt yourself or question yourself, the more you do that and the more you really analyze it, the more decisions you make, and then the more dots you have to connect. Decisions bring life changes and experiences and people in your life, and you need those. You need those to react to. You need those to connect the dots. So that's all I'm really saying with this episode, to stop putting off all those things you need to make sense of in your head. And again, I don't know you, but I know you. You have them. You have them, my friend. It could be relationships, your job, your body, grudges, resentment, some insecurity. Just sit down and be with them for a moment. Have a little chat with them. Work it out. Try to work it out. Run to it in your head and your heart. And do it because you know that the more you wrestle with those issues, the more clarity you'll get. And even if it's not like true black and white clarity, because I get that rarely is anything super clear in life, even if it's not that, I'm confident it'll give you an idea of more decisions that you can make. You'll come to realize that you don't have to continue dating that person. You can be single. You could take a break from dating. You don't have to stay at your job. You can start looking. You don't have to carry around that pressure from your parents. You don't have to doubt your ability. You don't have to feel guilty, and so on and so forth. Those are things that you need to work out in your head first before you take action. You can make decisions in life with what you do as a result of first making decisions in your head and in your heart. And you get there by running, not by walking, because only the mailman walks. So that's it. I'll end it right there. I like that phrase. Only the mailman walks. I hope you like it as well. Hope you find this helpful. If you did, as always, I'd love if you'd share this episode with a friend. And if you haven't already, I'd also really appreciate if you dropped a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. I have over 2,000, which is just incredible. So thank you. If you could spare 30 seconds to do that, I would be very grateful. And let me know if you do, so I can thank you personally. You could shoot me a DM on Instagram at case.kenny. You could text me. My number is in the description. But that's it. Thanks for listening. And until next episode, I'm out.